Welcome to the special report. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com. And today we have an act of terrorism being carried out against the United States of America by Joe Biden and the Biden regime. At least that's my assessment of it. He is about to sign an executive order invoking a 70-year-old law that will permanently block energy exploration from many offshore areas, which in essence, the federal government is seizing and saying they're now federal lands. And then Biden's signature on this executive order will state that there can be no drilling, no energy extraction from any of these, quote, federal lands. And this is clearly designed as an act of terrorism to harm the United States economy and to make it extremely difficult for President Trump to achieve any kind of economic greatness because, of course, affordable energy is the key to economic growth. Affordable energy is the key to affordable food. It's the key to businesses being able to function and expand. It's the key to manufacturing, and it's the key to transportation. And just as we have seen globalist-oriented suicidal leaders of Western Europe committing economic suicide in their own countries, like Germany and France, the United Kingdom and others, we're now seeing Joe Biden clearly under the command of those same globalists carrying out the same act of extreme sabotage against the United States of America. Bloomberg News has covered this in great detail, saying that the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act protects this executive order from Trump trying to reverse it because there is a law behind this. Again, a 70-year-old law. It was first signed in 1953, makes it very difficult for Trump to reverse this. Barack Obama, another saboteur against America, also used this act to halt energy exploration from about 125 million acres of the Atlantic Ocean and the Arctic. And Trump tried to challenge this, but a court rejected his plea in 2019. Now, to understand how critical this is and what an act of sabotage Joe Biden and the Democrats are pulling off here, you got to understand that under Trump, America was a net exporter of energy. America had an energy surplus. And what that did is it allowed America to achieve energy independence. So America did not depend on energy from the Middle East or energy that was transported through the Strait of Hormuz near Iran, for example. Basically, under Trump, we had so much domestic energy production that we did not need to waste hundreds of billions of dollars meddling in wars in the Middle East. We could produce the energy we needed at home. But what Biden has done, he hasn't eliminated the need to consume energy, right? People still need air conditioning. Factories still need electricity to run machines and air compressors and so on. What Biden is doing is making America dependent on the Middle East, which is intentionally designed, I believe, to sink America into the quagmire of Middle Eastern geopolitics, which is a horrific mishmash of catastrophic disasters. Basically, Joe Biden is kneecapping America like a mafia boss would take a baseball bat to somebody's knees so that they couldn't ever run again or even walk again. Yeah, that's what Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing to America or attempting to do. And this is going to make energy a lot more expensive. It's going to cause more inflation under Trump. It's going to cause food prices to remain high. It's going to increase the cost of transportation. And it's going to decrease national security, which comes from domestic energy production. Now, this move by Joe Biden is also going to help Russia. So for all the times that the Democrats accused Trump of working with Russia, which was always a false accusation, this act by Joe Biden is actually going to hurt Russia. And here's why. When energy prices go up, Russia, which is possibly the largest exporter of energy in the world at this point, Russia gains from that windfall of profit. When oil is high, Russia exports more oil. When natural gas is high, Russia exports more gas. And when there are diesel shortages or diesel price spikes in the world, Russia can export actual refined diesel as well. Trump's strategy to actually sort of hurt Russia or to punish Russia is to help make global energy a lot less expensive. In other words, to domestically produce energy in the United States, driving down the global price of oil, thereby depriving Russia of the obscene profits that it's currently gaining, which is actually funding Russia's military machine. And from Trump's point of view, it's a two-for-one bonus situation because he can both impair Russia's ability to collect revenues on energy while at the same time bringing down food inflation and making businesses more successful in America, making farming more profitable, making transportation more affordable, etc. Remember, energy drives modern economies. Affordable energy makes economies prosper. Expensive energy leads to recessions and depressions. And if energy becomes expensive enough or scarce enough, it leads to an implosion or a collapse of that economy. And that's exactly what's happening right now in Germany. Germany's industrial base is in a state of collapse. Similar situation is occurring in France right now, and also to some extent in the United Kingdom. And why is that happening? Well, because Joe Biden approved the order of the U.S. Navy blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline in order to deprive Western Europe of Russian gas from the Gazprom company that pushed natural gas through those pipelines, the pipelines that go along the bottom of the Baltic Sea. And the U.S. Navy ran an operation there called Balt Ops, short for Baltic Operations, and they sent deep sea divers down to plant explosives on the Nord Stream pipelines, and they blew them up. So Joe Biden promised to do that on the record, on video. He promised to do it. Victoria Nuland promised to do it. Numerous officials in the Biden regime promised to do that, and then they made good on their promise, and they blew it up after February 22nd of 2022, when Russia launched its special military operation against Ukraine. So the Biden regime has a history of sabotage of energy supplies against its own allies, Western Europe in this case. So we shouldn't be surprised when Joe Biden is also carrying out a similar act of sabotage against the United States of America. Except in this domestic case, Joe Biden doesn't have to blow up a pipeline. All he has to do is seize up millions of acres, hundreds of millions of acres of federal waters and halt energy exploration in those areas that are energy rich. And that's exactly what he is doing. It is a direct, and I would say a criminal act of sabotage against the United States of America. This is an act that, as I said, is going to benefit Russia substantially, which is a strategic enemy currently of the United States. It's also going to harm the American people who are experiencing food scarcity and hunger, because it's going to make food less affordable. So it's going to increase the number of people who suffer from food insecurity or even famine in some cases. It's going to increase the number of people lining up at food banks. It's going to make children go hungry in America. And this is what the Democrats do. Democrats destroy everything that they touch. They deliberately sought to destroy America. That's why they kept the border wide open, to allow America to be invaded with drug cartels and human trafficking, and weapons trafficking, and even terrorism. And this is also why Democrats are kneecapping the domestic energy production pipelines in the United States. It's also why Joe Biden, on his very first day in office as the fake president back in January of 2021, the very first thing he did was he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, which would have provided relatively affordable and safe transportation of energy molecules to right where they need to go, into the industrial centers and energy centers of the heartland of America, or really the southeastern region and along the East Coast. But in terms of a heartland, I mean kind of an industrial heartland of America. I don't mean the geographic heartland, but you get my point. Joe Biden has been sabotaging America from day one, literally from day one. And the Democrats say, well, this is necessary to protect the environment. That's a lie. They know it's a lie. Their climate cultism is all a fraud. Carbon dioxide is not a poison. It is a beneficial miracle molecule for our planet. Without CO2, trees would die. Without CO2, food crops could not produce food. They could not even live. Without CO2, the oceans would die. All life, as we know it, on this planet would collapse without carbon dioxide in the air, and we barely have enough CO2 in the air. Barely over 400 parts per million. It's a tiny, tiny percentage of the overall concentration of atmospheric chemicals. We could use a lot more CO2. If we had higher levels of CO2, which comes from burning fossil fuels for energy, then we would have greater crop production, more efficient photosynthesis, and as scientific studies have shown, the crops that grow in higher CO2 actually have higher levels of nutrition. Because, of course, plants synthesize so-called phytonutrients using CO2 and plant metabolism, and of course sunlight and water, which is all part of photosynthesis. So higher levels of CO2 would not only make farming easier, it would make food more affordable, it would also make food more nutritious. One of the greatest gifts to our world today would be literally burning more fossil fuels to release more CO2 that has been trapped underneath the ground. Releasing more of that CO2 into the atmosphere would make food more abundant, more affordable, and more nutritious. And these are scientific facts. And the Democrats, they know this. But they want to harm America. They want to hurt children. That's why they traffic children. That's why they mutilate children with transgenderism. They want to harm children. They ritualistically murder children with their abortion policies. So don't be surprised when they want to cut off energy, when they want to starve children, when they actively seek to make food less nutritious in order to promote learning disabilities and to promote chronic degenerative disease beginning at a very young age. The Democrat Party is a party of sinister, anti-human demons who want to bring about economic destruction, spiritual destruction, cultural destruction, geographic destruction, and of course, economic devastation ultimately to the United States of America. So Joe Biden signing this law, this order invoking the Shelf Lands Act, this is just another example of Democrats functioning as terrorists. Terrorists against we, the people of the United States of America. Now, fortunately, the Democrats lost the recent election. Fortunately, we are only a few weeks now from Trump being sworn in as president. And fortunately, regardless of what you think about Trump and all the other policies, Trump is pro-America energy. And he's bringing in people in his cabinet who also support energy production, energy exploration in America. And that is a very important thing. In fact, if we are to compete with the other nations for the future of our world, we're going to have to compete in areas such as artificial intelligence that require massive data centers that use enormous amounts of energy. And this is why some of the high-tech companies are actually contracting with companies that run nuclear facilities to take the output of an entire nuclear power plant and funnel it into a data center to do AI research, AI development, AI hosting, for inference output and similar things. And this is actually really important for the United States to be able to compete with China and to compete with Russia. Russia and China have just announced an AI framework partnership where they're going to work together to build AI systems that vastly outcompete anything that the United States can build. China is emerging right now as the world leader in AI models. They have companies that are putting out open source models right now that are equivalent to the very high-end corporate models such as OpenAI or Anthropic or other models in the United States. China is putting them out for free. China is able to train these models or build them using vast amounts of energy and computational power for two simple reasons. Number one, because energy is cheap in China. It's very affordable because China is not dumb enough to cut off its own domestic energy supply, like Biden is doing to the United States. And secondly, China has massive high-tech manufacturing scalability and economics of scale so that China can produce the microchips, or the GPUs as they're called, the graphics processing units, that are able to carry out the compute that's necessary to achieve the high-density training, knowledge training, token training of these large language models, which are now morphing into reasoning-oriented AI systems that can literally think step-by-step through a process and explain the process of how they came to a conclusion, and they are now outthinking the smartest humans on the planet. The inputs into AI are energy. I mean, primarily energy, but of course, microchip fabrication know-how. Now, the leading company in that space right now is a Taiwan company known as NVIDIA, but China is rapidly moving forward in this area, and even the economic sanctions against China that have been placed on it by the United States, trying to halt China's acquisition of microchip fabrication equipment, for example, lithography equipment, that is not working. China is outmaneuvering those sanctions, and China is building amazing microprocessors for its mobile phones and for its AI training data centers. But the fact that China has energy that's so affordable, in some cases, one-fifth the cost of energy in the United States, means that China can produce AI training for a fraction of the cost of a U.S. company. So you see how Joe Biden is committing economic sabotage against America. He is making America, by hampering America's energy exploration, he is making America less able to compete with China on AI, less able to strategically compete against Russia in terms of economics and military funding, because remember, higher energy prices allows Russia to have more money to fund its own military. And at the same time, this is going to cause Americans to pay more for food, which is going to increase food insecurity and food scarcity, especially for those at the lower income strata, which is the impoverished Americans that for some reason still vote Democrat. The Democrat Party hates their own voters. They hate children. They hate America. They hate economic abundance. They hate economic freedom. They hate Trump so much that they are willing to commit acts of economic terrorism against this country just to try to make Trump look bad. That's how evil the Democrats have become, or as I call them, the demon rats. That's how evil they are. Meanwhile, they falsely claim to have the moral high ground in all of this. They claim they're protecting the environment. No, they're not. They're destroying a nation is what they're doing. They're causing starvation. They're causing inflation. And they're making it very difficult for America to compete against other countries such as China. So, interestingly, Trump has a solution to all of this. And it does not involve invoking some kind of legal maneuver about this 70-year-old law. You know what the solution is? It's the same solution that Trump will probably be forced to invoke in order to clear America's debt, the $36 trillion in national debt. The solution, although admittedly radical, the solution is clear. You default on the debt, you bankrupt the United States of America as it exists, and in its place, you launch a new nation with a new currency. A brand new nation, the American Republic, let's say. New currency backed partially by gold, and also a currency that the government cannot counterfeit. That would be key. And then you no longer have the 70-year-old law, do you? And you no longer have the debt, do you? You literally announce a debt jubilee, and yes, the economic devastation of that would be widespread in the short term, but very quickly then the new nation would no longer be hampered by all these policies of the Democrats that have tried to sabotage this country. And we could get down to business, extracting energy from the lands that the United States of America has access to, and building a new honest money system, which would create economic abundance, ending the federal income tax forever, eliminating the IRS completely, firing 90% plus of all federal workers. They don't hardly work anyway. And you would shrink the size of government and unleash a golden age era of economic abundance, ingenuity, creativity, manufacturing, and exports out of the United States of America. You could create a new golden age. All you have to do is end the old system and bring in a new nation with a new currency. And that's going to happen anyway, because the dollar is going to collapse under the weight of its own debt and the unfunded liabilities, the obligations that are owed to the American people over, what, $225 trillion at this point. And you might say, well, what about all the people that are owed all this money? Well, they're not going to get that money anyway, because the government's just printing currency, which is devaluing the dollar anyway. So if you think you're going to collect a certain amount per month in Social Security, before long, as if we just stay on the current course, the national debt is going to be $51 trillion in just 4 years. The dollar is going to be worth almost nothing anyway. You might get $1,000 a month from Social Security, or even, let's say, $3,000 a month. And what can you buy with it? Maybe like one shopping cart of groceries. Maybe that's it. Or eventually, you know, a loaf of bread. The dollar is going away anyway. What you need to do is structure a system so that people don't have to pay taxes, so that food is affordable, so that America is economically self-reliant and energy independent. And you've got to get rid of all of the sabotage that the Democrats inflicted upon this nation, because they deliberately tried to bring down America. And the way out of that is to essentially do a restructuring, the same way a company would restructure under, you know, bankruptcy laws, a Chapter 11 restructuring, where you can still function, but everything switches over to a new, basically a new accounting system. And in that new accounting system, if it's honest money, then the people would be able to keep what they earned. And instead of having poverty and starvation, you would have so much abundance that all the people who are needy would be helped and covered by those who have so much abundance, who are willing to share and give. People like you and me, my church, for example, has made hundreds of thousands of dollars in food donations and much more on the way. And if we could just keep what we earn, we would gladly run food banks and help people with clean, healthy food. And there are many, many examples of community organizations and nonprofits and churches and just well-off people who would help others. It's a mistake to think that the government has to step in and help everybody, that the government has to pay everybody. The only reason that people can't afford food or afford rent or afford health insurance is because of the government, because of all these insane policies that people like Joe Biden and the Democrats have put in place. That's why everything is unaffordable. You get rid of that system, replace it with a better system, a fresh, clean start with a new system. And then suddenly you have price deflation. Food becomes more affordable. You have rent deflation, real estate deflation. You have everything becoming more affordable as energy is more affordable as well. And just to be clear, as I wrap up this special report, I'm an American, I'm a Texan, and I am 100% pro-domestic energy. Energy is the lifeblood of our economy. Making it less affordable and less available is an act of sabotage against this nation. That's what Biden is doing. And what Trump will attempt to do is to make energy more readily available, more abundant, more affordable. If he is successful, we will see prices of diesel and gasoline and barrels of oil and everything else fall. Even natural gas can fall. Heating oil, for those of you in the Northeast, can also fall under Trump if he is successful. So if you want to live a life of abundance, you want to live a life in a nation that has abundant energy. And another key benefit of oil and natural gas, I mean, natural gas is incredibly clean. Oil can be handled carefully, and when it's piped through pipelines, it's much safer than being transported by other means. By the way, pipelines are the safest way per barrel mile to transport oil. But oil, Unlike solar panels and wind farms, oil does not require rare earth minerals from China, from mines in China or the Democratic Republic of Congo. Doesn't require all these rare elements that come from other countries. And don't tell me that solar panels are the solution. They're not. One hailstorm takes out the whole field. They're toast. And it turns out, imagine this, solar panels don't produce energy when the sun isn't shining. Huh. A lot of countries in Western Europe are finding this out right now. There's no wind and there's no sun. And so they have no energy because they've abandoned the reliable sources of fossil fuels that they could have had that are actually abundant in certain parts of Western Europe, but they have abandoned their own energy supplies and they've turned to solar and wind, which is not reliable and not scalable. And the energy from solar and wind is not easily or economically storable. Whereas I can have a tank of diesel or a pile of coal that is just ready, or train cars filled with coal, ready to scale up in a coal-fired power plant with scrubbers to keep the emissions very clean, by the way. But I can scale up that energy supply as there is demand from consumers on a, let's say, a really cold winter night and everybody's turning on their space heaters. Well, on a cold winter night, when everybody's turning on their space heaters, there's no solar energy, obviously. The sun's not out. And if there's no wind blowing, there's no wind energy. So what do you get? You get a grid collapse if you don't have fossil fuels. You want to have a reliable power grid? You want to live in a first world nation and not a third world crap hole where everything breaks all the time? Well, then you want fossil fuels. Fossil fuels is what drives the economy, drives farming, drives transportation, all these things I've mentioned. It also drives international shipping, the cost efficiency of shipping cargo on sea lanes. That's all driven by fossil fuels. Those aren't sailboats out there, folks, that are moving, you know, 10,000 containers at a time. They're not sailboats. They're ships that burn bunker fuel. Every non-Western nation in the world understands this. India knows energy is key to its economy. China knows energy is key. Russia knows. And think about who's getting cut off from energy in Europe right now. Moldova is freaking out over this situation involving Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine is cutting off Western European countries from energy supplies and then blaming Russia. And these nations are freaking out because without energy, they're toast. They're done. Can't exist without energy. You know, Korea knows it needs energy. Japan knows it needs energy. Brazil understands it needs energy. Iran knows. You know, Lebanon knows. All these countries know, but not the Western countries, because they've all become energy illiterate. And they think that energy magically flows from solar panels 24 hours a day, which is not physically possible. And they've shut down fossil fuels. And now here we go with Joe Biden trying to sabotage our domestic energy supply even more. So it's just more proof that Biden, he's been part of a crime family, a criminal cartel, rigged the 2020 election, falsified his victory, occupied the White House, impersonated a president, and is still gaslighting the nation. And perhaps the very first thing Trump should do is legitimately expose the rigged 2020 election, expose the fact that Joe Biden was never president, and nullify everything that Joe Biden ever signed, which would include this limitation of energy exploration. I mean, there's another solution. Just set the record straight, nullify the 2020 election, and correct the record, because Joe Biden didn't win that. We know that now. So many people have come out and admitted that they took part in the rigging. And, you know, statistically, it's always been obvious how it was rigged. We even know the mechanisms of the rigging. So we'll see where all this goes. We'll see. In the meantime, you would probably best be served by growing more of your own food, becoming more self-reliant, because if the sabotage of the Democrats is successful, food will be more expensive. The power grid will become less reliable. So it's not a bad idea for you to have like backup solar panels at home combined with an energy storage system. I mean, that works at a household scale, doesn't work at a grid scale. You know, you can't store enough energy in batteries on the grid to power people's, you know, clothes dryers and air conditioners and everything else. Even at a home scale, you know, emergency solar power for you, it's enough to maybe, you know, charge a laptop, charge mobile phones, charge flashlights, maybe run a computer, maybe run a small refrigerator or a blender occasionally, but you can't run all your HVAC off of solar panels. You know, you'll spend a fortune on the panels and the batteries, and it doesn't really work that well. But on a small scale, solar can be a great backup. That's for sure. So just make sure that you are well prepared for whatever's coming. And if food gets more expensive, then growing your own food is going to have a bigger payoff. You know, you can turn garden seeds into real produce thanks to Mother Nature and God and sunlight and carbon dioxide and photosynthesis and a little bit of water along the way. So it's a good deal. So get prepared. If you want to check out garden seed kits, by the way, just to plug our own store, healthrangerstore.com, we've got garden seeds available there. We also help a company called patriotgreenproducts.com that's listed at rangerdeals.com. They sell a biochar and really high-end green compost and various soil amendments that can help you for springtime planting. It's not too soon to start thinking about that. So again, go to rangerdeals.com and just check out all the special deals we have there with various third-party affiliates, various things that can help you stay prepared and stay alive for whatever's coming. And then pray and support the idea of domestic energy production. We need domestic energy. We need an abundance of it, and we need it to be affordable. So I say support anybody in the Trump administration that is pro-energy for America, even if you don't agree with them on everything else. And nobody agrees 100% on everything. I know there's a lot of contention right now about H-1B visas and things like that. Hey, guess what? I'm going to focus on how we truly make America great again. And we can start. One of the things we need is abundant domestic energy. So, yes, drill, baby, drill. That's how we get there. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. God bless you all. Check out my website, naturalnews.com. We're now publishing 4 times per day with a lot of new, powerful, investigative stories that I think you'll find to be just really fascinating and informative on everything from nutrition as well as history and hidden technology, all kinds of things. So check us out, naturalnews.com, and check out more videos from all of our users at brighteon.com. And if you want to stay informed on our social media posts, go to brighteon.social. Or you can also follow me on Telegram. My name there is Real Health Ranger. Or you can follow me on our decentralized peer-to-peer social media platform that's blockchain-driven, known as brighteon.io. Brighteon.io. So check all those platforms out and spread the word, stay informed, and get prepared. Thank you for listening. God bless America. God bless you all. Take care.
Hey Joe, where the money go, Joe? After 4 years of nothing but lies, you're still sending billions to everyone else while we barely survive. Barely survive.
Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo, crawling on the floor, so everybody know what you did before, Joe.
$100 billion on the way to Ukraine. 500,000 homeless in the USA. 20 million addicts taking pills for pain. Even though the lies are different, it's the same thing. $1 trillion bailout, make a banker payday. Technocratic fascists make you say what they say. Inner city cops screaming mayday, cause shit going crazy on the daily. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo, crawling on the floor, so everybody know what you did before, Joe. Bitches on the street turning tricks for cash. Hunter Biden banging hookers, trading crack for ass. Janet yelling, printing cash, but it don't last.
Cause the more they bail, the more the banks crash. Drag queens twerking in them baby faces. Propaganda war pushing hate for races. Local DAs keep dropping the cases for murders, arson, and rape says. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor so everybody know what you did before, Joe. Dead homies with a needle in a parking lot. Dead babies in the womb that they mother forgot. Dead vaccine victims took the clot shot. Depopulation like clockwork, work, work. Inflation, where you gonna get work? Economic damnation for hella sure. Forced eviction, you living in your van while the woke ass doctors claim a woman is a man. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor so everybody know what you did before, Joe. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor so everybody know what you did before, Joe. Think about the pain they putting us through. They rigging the game no matter what we do. If it stays the same, it's only us to blame. Let's tell the fraudsters the game is through. If we fail, you know they're coming for you. Your mothers, your daughters, and your sisters too. Alex Jones and the Health Ranger, they knew. And they risked it all just trying to warn you. Just trying to warn you too. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor so everybody know what you did before, Joe. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor so everybody know what you did before, Joe.
Even God know what you did before, Joe. You betrayed America.
I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there. It goes to a third-party company, and this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that,
We've got here, we've got Shield Arms, where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Nessa's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.